Third podcast, Transitions in Action, How to Cultivate and Develop Your Career. Part 3 of 3, Imposter Phenomena and Career Transitions. Welcome to this podcast on Transitions in Action, How to Cultivate and Develop Your Career. This is the third and final part in this series and concentrates on imposter phenomena and career transitions. In the previous podcast, we looked at life transitions and the career management cycle. Imagine that you're about to write a research paper, give a talk on a new funding discovery, or meet your boss for an appraisal. Instead of being proud of your accomplishments and achievements, what is actually running through your head is, I haven't done enough experiments, I haven't got enough data, I can't write the paper well enough, I'm not prepared for this meeting. Then there could be more to this than simply a lack of confidence or self-belief. Imposter phenomena was first cited by clinical psychologists Pauline Clance and Suzanne Imes in the 1970s. Imposter phenomena was identified by individuals when they revealed on a regular basis they had an overwhelming sense of being a fraud in the workplace. This extends to them questioning whether they are in fact good enough to do their job, and at times they feel that someone would tap them on the back to say that you're out of your depth and didn't deserve to be in their role. Initially, with the research, the dominance was skewed to more women than men, but it transcends to both genders. What is clear is that there is a greater incidence of it happening with high achievers, students, first-generation professionals, and children of exceptional families seem to be especially susceptible. An example cycle of how someone with imposter phenomena responds to an invitation to speak at a forthcoming laboratory conference accompanies this podcast. So, what can you do to remove the inner critic in you? Let me share 7 steps that could help you purge your inner critic. 1. Be aware of your language choices. If you find yourself thinking you were lucky to have secured that funding or published that paper, then stop for a moment to think about how much work and energy you put into making it a success. You worked hard to earn it. Be proud of your efforts. 2. Your accomplishments. Throughout the year and every year, write down your accomplishments. This is particularly useful for your appraisal, for your CV, but also as an aide-mémoire to remind you that you've achieved a significant amount, even when you thought you had not. 3. Recap on your work. In a similar way to accomplishments, make sure that you go back and read through old research papers that you have written or plans that you have created. Not only will it remind you of the fact that it was a great article, but it can be really cathartic to reflect back and think that you actually produced this and it was a great piece of work. 4. Acceptance. There will be times when you will need to accept that some tasks that you do, both now and in the future, will not be perfect. Try not to focus on what can't be delivered and instead concentrate on what is realistic and achievable. Once you have done this, try to stick to your plan. 5. Consider the benefits of mentoring. This can have a dual effect in that by becoming a mentor, you will be able to support a junior colleague as they go through their career, and by doing so, you'll gain an insight into their concerns and anxieties, plus develop or refresh your own mentoring skills. These will of course be different from your own worries, but there will be common themes that emerge that will help you to realise that you're not alone. 6. Don't feel guilty about your success. If you feel guilty about being more successful than others, ask yourself whether that feeling actually benefits other people. Undoubtedly it does not. Remind yourself that you can do more to help other people prosper in those areas when you're already a proven success. 7. Learn to say no to activities that you feel have minimal benefit on your career. Do you really need to attend a committee, or are you accepting the invitation out of misdirected appreciation? By understanding more about this area, it will help you to pinpoint examples of when you have felt this way in your past. In addition to thinking about yourself, there may be people that you know who are exhibiting signs of imposter phenomena, who you could support by acting as a role model and offering peer support if appropriate. Prospect provides a range of career support to its members, and this series of podcasts has been created to help you think about how to maximise your career potential. Within this series, specific podcasts were referred to too. You may also find it helpful to listen to the Change in You podcasts, of which there are three, which explore the impact of change from an individual perspective, plus offer some techniques to employ whilst change is occurring, and where it's anticipated, including how to adapt constructively. Thank you.